Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speakers. Just say play ESPN Radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can download the podcast. And here's the big one. The ESPN app, probably already on your phone. Take us anywhere. Tune into a college football doubleheader Sunday as the Jets host the Ravens, followed by Packers at Vikings. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN Radio. So, guys, the question has been the last several days, should Zach Wilson play week one versus Baltimore? Here is Robert Saleh, Jets head coach, of course, on 98.7 ESPN New York on the Michael Kay Show.
All right, so are you going to go by the decision of discretion is the better part of valor, and it's better to sit him down and just have Joe Flacco play the game, or if he is in fact ready, that you want him out there?
Yeah, I'm going to stand by what we talked about. You know, it's if he feels 100% and everything checks out, he's going to play. So all depends on tomorrow.
Key, I got no problem with that. If he checks out, sure. If there's something lingering, no. But what, Jay, you got a problem right away?
But why? Like, why? He's 2.5-3 weeks post-surgery. Like, why rush anything? Even if he does check out. Like, literally yesterday, we ran back the sound, and we listened to it twice, Max, of Robert Saleh saying, yeah, you know, he's running around. Well, I haven't really, you know, I got to check in with the training staff because I haven't really seen it. Like, well, you haven't really seen it? So I hear that you have to trust in your staff. But, like, I need not just to see it. I need you to do it sustainably over a course of several days before I know you're just okay for me to throw my second pick of the draft a couple years ago into the first game against a defense that could take your head off.
What do you think, Key?
Arr, take your head off. Today's Wednesday. They play Sunday. He needs at least 2 full days of practice. If he can give him two full days of practice, which means that he's taking all the reps with the ones for 2 days, then he's capable of playing. You should play him. But if he can't give you 2 full days of practice, then that means he's not 100% healthy. And if he's not 100% healthy, why trot him out there to re-injure something or be lackluster in his performance?
Can I throw something out there, guys?
And no, you cannot.
All right, never mind. So seriously, the...
No. We are serious.
I know. I'm doing it anyway. So I get you spent the second pick in the draft on him, and I get that he came on in the second half of last year. But when you spend the second pick in the draft on a guy, it's because you like these kind of miraculous things he's doing in college, the off-schedule, off-platform type throws, and he's practicing Patrick Mahomes stuff and all that. Based on what I've seen so far in the NFL, I know it's very early, but just in terms of the ceiling of where I see this guy's potential – I don't think he's going to be a star. Okay? Now, you don't need a superstar necessarily to win a Super Bowl, although increasingly you do. It's rarer and rarer as time goes on.
Is he still going to be with the Jets 3 years from now?
This is what I'm saying. If I felt like, oh, my God, he's special, I would say I might agree with Jay. Like, you know what? Even if he could go, maybe pump the brakes. But honestly, Key, I feel like, look – spent the second pick in the draft on him. Get your value out of him. If he can play, I'm not so worried about his long-term future because I don't know what the ceiling is, Key. I don't think it's sky high, to be honest, at this moment.
But what does that have to do with?
His ceiling's probably not that high. I don't know. He's a good little player.
Right. Right. He's not, a nice little player.
He's a nice little player. Nothing.
But at least give him a chance. I hear I'm in agreement with you guys, right? Like, I'm not sure that Zach Wilson is the answer when it's all said and done. But at least give him the opportunity to prove that he's not the answer when it's all said and done.
Yeah, but if he's ready, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not about him just being ready. Like, I came back off injury, like, I'm ready to go, coach, whatever you need. And my coach would be like, no.
Because, Jay,
it's
you
my
were the,
job to save you.
You were the second pick in the draft, but you were a 2-time player of the year and a national champion. You're when you turn pro in the NBA, even though you're in the wrong system and everything, you could put your eyeballs on you and say, there's upside here. There's real upside here. What I'm saying is
– You didn't see growth last year from
Zach
Wilson?
I did. I saw growth. I think, as Key said, he can be a nice little player. But I didn't see Justin Herbert. You know, I didn't see it. I didn't see Joe Burrow. I didn't see, oh, that guy's going to be good, right? Like, I saw that guy's might be nice.
So you didn't see Trevor Lawrence?
No, I didn't.
That means since you guys didn't see Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert, hey, if you just throw him back in there because, you know,
we're not throwing him back in. But
that's essentially what you're saying.
But as Key said, if he gives you two practices, then he's good to go.
What's wrong with another week? What's wrong with one more week? Tell me
you could do one more week if you choose.
Thank you, Key.
So.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
That you have to. Players want to play, and coaches want the players to play because their jobs are on the line.
And
it's the reality of it.
And I know everyone's just giving the game to the Ravens, but like NFL, any given Sunday, man, you can't tell.
Give Joe Flacco what?
A revenge game, man.
Man, I'll give Joe Flacco the keys in my damn car and tell him to hit 95 and go home.
All right. I mean, most people from the training camp with the Jets would tell you that Joe Flacco had better command of the team than Zach Wilson did.
I can't listen to most people.
That's why. Okay. I mean, these are intimate people that I talk to around the Jets training camp.
But I can't listen to them because they just talk. If they think they're going anywhere with Joe Flacco, then they got it twisted.
I'm not saying you're going anywhere, Key. All I'm saying is if you want to take another week to protect your second pick that you deemed as a valuable asset for a guy, Joe Douglas, which it seems like at the end of the day, he's made – great picks, but a part of his career is hanging on to Zach Wilson being a winner. Why rush that?
It's not an issue of rush to me so much, Jay, as it's extra cautious. It's extra careful handling to give him if he's practiced twice and he checks out.
It's a scope for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying, Key, is if even whatever, same circumstances, but I think I have Patrick Mahomes on my hands. You know what? I might give him the extra week.
All they did was threw some dirt and water on his knee, rubbed it a couple times. He's fine.
Get back out there, kid.
Yes.
Go get him, Tiger.
Let's see if it's good. If it's good to go, you go.
So what are your expectations?
We act like they cut him open and sliced him up and removed parts of his bone from the other. You know, they didn't do all that.
What do you expect from him this year, Key, from Zach Wilson?
Man, they got a nice young nucleus around him. I would expect him to be better than he was last year. What that entails, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I expect for him to be better than he was last year, though.
What do you expect, Jay?
I kind of expect the same as last year. I think a lot of ups and downs.
I think he'll get better, but I don't think the Jets' record is going to be good. I don't think that if they could do the draft again, they'd have used the number 2 overall pick on him. Look, the fact of the matter is Daniel Jones does some nice things too, right? But he's in year 4. Now, Zach Wilson's in year 2, and he got better in the second half. I think, 888 say ESPN. Jets fans, what do you think you got in Zach Wilson? What do you think you got?
Hey, this is Keyshawn calling from California.
Good morning.
You know, the Jets got to move forward. They got to figure out how to get things going. I don't know about this Salah guy. You know anything about him, Max? I agree with Jay, though.
No. You don't sound like you're from California, Key.
But Key, I did want to bring this up to you because you've been on this since last year. And the more I listen, though, like, I think Robert Saleh is one hell of a guy. Could he end up being a Jets head coach of the future? Sure. But there are times where I listen to him where I'm like, man, I'm not sure. Like, it just – you know how, like – certain coaches sound, Key, like it just something when I hear him, even the other day when we brought up Max, we revisited that statement. It didn't sound like that's, I don't know.
Does that make sense, Key?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't available for the sound.
So I'm just talking about even last year with the way he goes about it, it led you to question, you kind of brought up, you're not sure that he's the guy long term for the job.
Yeah.
Yep. See, that's exactly.
Listen, you don't want to affect the dude's You don't want to affect the dude's employment, of course.
You're not affecting.
But who did we have on the show yesterday?
First of all, that ownership group of the New York Jets, they're not listening to us. I can tell you that now. To me and Jay, oh no, they're listening.
Hey, Matt in Morristown wants to weigh in.
He's good.
Let's Matt get in here. What do you think you got in Zach Wilson, Matt?
Woody Johnson listening to us, man. Please.
I don't think it's less about what I have. It is you guys think he's out of the league, or not on the Jets in 3 years. He is an okay football player.
No,
so who cares?
No, hold on. And he's, that's not what I.
week one. He gives them a better chance to win. We have the fifth highest payroll in the league. They obviously think they want to win, and he can do it.
I asked Max, did he think that Zach Wilson will be a Jet in 3 years? I didn't say he would be off the Jets, out of the league. I just asked a simple question. Did he think he would be, based on Max's assessment of him as a quarterback, if he would be with the Jets in 3 years?
I think it's a great question, Key. And like, that's an open question, right? He has to continue to develop and do all those things you talk about you want to see from a second and third year quarterback and all that. It's just that if you watch it, look, you know how I saw Zach Wilson? I YouTubed him before the draft, right? Because everyone said he was going to go ahead of Justin Fields at the time. I'm like, what? Get out of here. But I have to admit, after I YouTubed him, I was like, yeah, I get it. I see why they want him. And now I'm back to thinking, I don't see star potential. I see, as you put it, nice little player potential, but you know, I've been wrong before.
So condescending with the word little.
But, well, you're a little condescending.
He's a nice little guy.
It's only condescending if you make it condescending, Jay.
Jay Will, a nice little radio host.
See, there you go.
Nice little point guard.
Tune into a
job.
Football double. Key had a nice little list before. He read the wrong one. Remember that? He read the odds on.
Hey, nice little list.
Tune in to a football doubleheader Sunday as the Jets host the Ravens, followed by Packers at Vikings. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on Select. It's a nice little read I'm doing. ESPN radio stations.
The question is, why now? Why did the Eagles, just days before the regular season begins, become the NFC East betting favorites when the Cowboys had that distinction all summer? The answer is simple. Caesars took a wager from a very respected bettor and thus adjusted its odds accordingly. But another bookmaker told me he's seen steady Philly backing for a while from both sophisticated and unsophisticated bettors.
Whoop. And we welcome now to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Checking us out on the ESPN app, I see. Seth Joyner, former Eagles linebacker, three-time Pro Bowler. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And Super Bowl champion, by the way. How much pressure is on Jalen Hurts this season, you think?
I don't think there's a whole lot on him. I think, you know, there's a little bit of expectations from the team perspective. Half the fans, you know, would love to see him succeed. The other half, you know, hoping that he fails so the Eagles can go get that franchise quarterback. But I think the way he's built for Philadelphia, and I think he'll do well.
See, Key, Seth, I'm trying to tell you, not so much pressure on Jalen Hurts. I hope finally you understand this.
Yeah, Seth, he's saying that because I tried to tell Knucklehead the situation. But why does it feel like, and you mentioned it, that the fans want to get a franchise quarterback? Well, what the hell is Jalen Hurts? If Jalen Hurts goes in the middle of the first round a year ago to a team, is he not the franchise quarterback? And I say this to people, it because he's taken in the second round, all of a sudden the franchise quarterback label's not on his back, but the franchise quarterback label is on all the guys that went in the first round, and he's doing better than them.
Well, I think that, you know, that's the fault that the first round label, you know, when guys are picked in the top 10, top 12, they're expected to be franchise quarterbacks. Like when Carson Wentz was picked number 2 overall, the city felt like, oh, we got our guy. You know, and that's kind of the mode when you look across the NFL. A franchise quarterback a lot of times isn't viewed as a franchise quarterback unless he's picked in the top 10, the top 15.
Exactly.
With Jalen, there was a lot that happened that, you know, people have to understand. When, you know, Carson signs his big franchise deal, that same offseason, they draft Jalen in the second round. You know, there's a lot of people that felt like, you know, the Eagles did Carson wrong by doing that. But the reason why they did it, because the dude was hurt, you know, every year that he had been here. So they had to have a contingency plan if he got hurt again. And Jalen was that contingency plan. Well, it just so happened that Carson, you know, went in the tank. When he went in the tank, Jalen stepped up the last four games of the season, played well enough to put pressure on him, and he didn't want to compete. He wanted out, so Jalen became the guy. Well, there's still a lot of bad blood. There's a lot of people in Philadelphia that feel like, you know, the Eagles did Carson wrong. Carson should still be here. They shouldn't have never drafted Jalen. And then, you know, like I said, that tag of not being a first-round guy, you know, he's got to prove this year that he's the dude. But they're going to use those two ones next year and the two twos in 24 as collateral to be able to go and get that guy. There's going to be a lot of clamoring for that if Jalen don't step up and take the bull by the horns this season.
Man, Jay, those people who are mad at that must not have seen the way the season ended for Indy last year. I mean, come on.
But Seth, I think that, you know, we got into this whole conversation about, you know, at the top of the show, who is there more pressure on? And I kind of made the case as it related to Jalen because I literally feel like I think he is a starting quarterback in the National Football League. I think he has a chance to be a superb quarterback. But if things don't go right this year, he could be finding himself not having a job, essentially. Like maybe somewhere else he gets picked up. I don't know. Like is that reasonable if he doesn't get this team to the playoffs or if they fall short? Like using that collateral for a guy next year, isn't that the case?
Well, listen, he's already done that in his first year as a full-time starter, and there's a lot of guys that was taken in the top 10, top 15 that hadn't even come close to that. Let's just start there. The second part is you got to understand how a guy is built. Some guys just got that dog in them, and it's outward. Some guys got that dog in them, and it's kind of hidden on the inside. You know, you got to consider everything that Jalen Hurts has been through to understand the psychology of what makes him the player that he is, okay? What he went through at Alabama, when he had to go to Oklahoma and prove himself in Oklahoma, to come into Philadelphia as a second-round guy but behind the quote-unquote franchise and go through the scrutiny that he's been through, if that dude ain't built for Philadelphia, I don't know who is, you know? So I don't think pressure, you know, is something that, and even when you listen to him talk, when you hear how he comports himself and how you hear what type of leader he is and how the other players on the team feel about him, he's not feeling that type of pressure. Now, he may be feeling it on the inside, but when you watch this dude operate on the field, when you watch him operate in front of the media, he's like a duck on a smooth pond. He's moving, but you can't see it. You know, so there's not a whole lot of pressure there. And as far as him, you know, faltering and having to move on and that prospect of not being a starting quarterback in the NFL. Listen, there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the NFL that are starters, for one. And even much more so, you can't tell me that there's a better backup right now in the NFL than Jalen Hurts. So I don't think that, you know, if things don't work out in Philadelphia, that dude will get a job somewhere.
Yeah, I think his job will be in Philadelphia. I think he'll be fine. It's just the outside noise and the people, again, like I said, that second round pick thingy is always going to hover around a guy until he takes the bulls by the horns, as you said. Seth Joyner, former Eagles linebacker, three-time Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos, Eagles TV analyst, so he has in-depth analysis on the Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and, of course, Max. Seth, how big of a challenge are the Cowboys for the Philadelphia Eagles if the Eagles are to win the division?
Well, they are the challenge. I don't think that the Giants are much of a challenge. I think the Washington football team will be better this year, but I don't think they're ready. You know, people got to realize the Eagles lost twice to their most hated rival last year, the Dallas Cowboys, by an average of 41.5 points. The Cowboys scored 93 points on them in two games last year. Okay, so that is, you know, that's going to be their barometer. And them alone, you know, and now obviously they got to beat Washington and they got to beat the Giants, but it's going to be between those two teams. Now, the Eagles have gotten markedly better. I mean, Howie Roseman, the GM here in Philadelphia, has taken a bunch of heat since they won the Super Bowl in 2017, and rightfully so. But when I watched him maneuver this offseason and the things that he's done, the way he's built this roster, you just got to give him his props. And I know I'm a little, the cart may be ahead of the horse right now. But when you see this roster and how much it's improved over the last year, you got to give him props. Now, the players got to go out and get it done. The national media, the media here in Philadelphia, you know, they can blow this team up, but what they better be is focusing on this on the season and what they've got to do, you know, to get the job done, you know, because we kind of seen this with the Dream Team before. Hopefully, you know, they got their horse blinders on, they got their iPods in their ears, and they just going got their head down and going on about their work, you know, to get prepared and get ready. But Dallas is the, you know, is going to be that team that's going to challenge them for the division. I feel like Dallas has taken a step back, you know, when you think about Amari Cooper being gone. You know, you got the – I forget the other guy's name that plays in the slot. He's injured and is going to be out for a while. You know, you on the offensive side of the ball, I think that they've kind of taken a step back when you look at what's happening with their offensive line. So, you know, I think the gap is kind of closed. But the gap had to close, you know, when you give up 93 points in two games, you know, the prior year. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, that first Monday night game when they play each other early in the season. I believe it's week 5 or 6, you know, right here in Philadelphia. It's going to be interesting to see how much the gap has actually closed.
That is Seth Joyner, former Eagles linebacker, Super Bowl champion, 3-time Pro Bowler here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Michael Gallup is who you're thinking of, by the way. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Seth.
You got it, guys. Right, have a good one.
KD, Kevin Durant.
Uh-oh.
Case J, KD is how he's often referred to. Kevin Durant, those are his initials. So people say KD, that's who they're talking about.
I didn't know that.
He got a 96 rating in NBA 2K23. That's pretty high, right? He called it laughable. Here's the question. Can Keyshawn Johnson handle the truth about his Madden ratings from back in the day? But first, this word from Omega Accounting. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Let Omega Accounting Solutions help. By the way, I have no problem with my Madden rankings, Jay. Never complained about them once.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You listen to us anywhere, live with the app. Say, play ESPN Radio. If you have a smart speaker, pop right up. Presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Kevin Durant got a 96 rating in NBA 2K23. I don't know. I mean, like, when you think about the best players in the game, a lot of people would have Giannis 1. And if the league is done in a relative way, right, then if 1 is like a 99, no one gets 100, right, then who's 2, who's 3, who's 4? If you're top 5, you should be in the high 90s. He's a 96.
But this is where I get lost with the NBA 2K ratings. And I've been trying to get my boy Ronnie 2K on the show with us. He says he has spotty service right now, so I'll give him a pass. But is it being the most dominant?
Lies and more lies.
Is your rating based upon you being the most dominant, or is it being based upon your skill set? If it's most dominant, then I'm okay with Giannis. But if it's your skill set.
I know what you're saying.
If the rating is around your skill set, then it's not even close that Kevin Durant is the most skillful player in the league.
But the problem is this. Skills are tools, okay?
Yes.
But then there's also the ability to apply the right tool at the right time to get the best results. Like, for example, Kyrie Irving's got more tools than James Harden. But Harden was a better point guard for the team because he had the wisdom to deploy those skills better than Kyrie Irving oftentimes, right?
If we're making a case, so you're saying Giannis has the wisdom to deplore.
No, what I'm saying is Giannis's effect on the team, which is your overall rating, really, not just skill per skill per skill, but how good you are, how effective on the court. Right now, guys like you have Giannis won. But KD tweeted at your boy, at Ronnie2K, I'm going to need an explanation why I'm not a 99. This has become laughable. Hey, Key, should KD have a problem with having the same overall rating as LeBron James? Is he so much better than LeBron right now? I think that's about reasonable.
I mean, it depends on who's giving the ratings, man. That's the way that I look at it. Kevin Durant is probably suffering from this offseason, in and out. I'm not, you know, the media, I'm going to stay, I'm not going to go, I'm going to go, I'm going to stay, I'm not going to. All that stuff probably played a part in his rating, because clearly he's on par with whoever's the top dog. I mean, that's simple to me. I don't know the problem. But if I'm KD, I'm not even paying y'all no attention, man.
But, like, if LeBron isn't, to me, KD, LeBron, Giannis, and a few others are all on the topmost tier. Game for game, I'd actually take LeBron over anyone, game for game. But
it's not what rating is about.
I get it. He's only playing 50 games a year anyway. Giannis
is
playing 70-plus.
So what is the rating about, DNJ?
65-plus.
Because Kevin Durant is one of the best top three players, four players in the world. What is the rating about then?
So for me, I look at the rating about ultimate skill set. The ultimate skill set. Like, so my player that I play with, and Yates, please jump in because we both play 2K all the time. He can do anything and everything I want him to do without a quibble. Like, there's no problem. And it's unique. It's smooth. It's different.
But
you want somebody
you
to shoot?
Controlling what he do?
A great shooter in Kevin Durant.
You in want that somebody case, Kevin
to pass,
Durant's 100.
KD.
Yeah.
You want somebody to dance off the dribble? KD. You want somebody who is good defensively? KD. Like, there's no aspect, even
was
efficiency, precision. Like, there's no inefficiency.
But you're controlling him anyway. You're controlling him because you're running the – you got the control. So you're making him move around and shoot.
Yeah, but
right.
Yes.
But there's no Max. Please.
He has
played,
all.
When's the last time he played a video game?
A long time.
Thank you.
He has. But the point is, KD has all again.
Will you let him finish, Max, so I can hear this dude?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Max.
He has, but because this is Key. I'm actually trying to get your point across, Key.
Why Key
he
got
has,
his own point across?
Because
I asked
you, because
him
you're
a
not
question.
You're not responding to the point.
He was
point.
Gonna get there.
What's the point.
The point is, KD has all the compartments checked, but you're the one controlling how you're using them, right? Not KD. So just because he has all the skills, that would make him a 99, but he has to deploy them in real life. And in real life, when he does, Giannis right now, according to you, is getting better results.
I'm so confused. What does that have to do with NBA 2K? You're talking about me as the player who has
they're
a joystick
to capture,
in my hand.
They're trying to capture the actual value of the player.
Yeah, so the value of the skill set of the player is a 99, 100 for KD. So me as a player, what happens as a video game player, it's my job to move him in different directions and play, obviously, like utilize his skill set. But the skill set is embedded in his character in the game. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
So who's better, Jay? Is it Giannis? Is it KD? Is it LeBron? Who's better in the video game?
If I were coming out with my own ratings, my own 2K
no,
ratings.
No, not never. I'm talking about the game that's out right now. Whatever this argument is and whatever KD's not happy about, who's better? When you pull out the game and you play against somebody else, is Giannis better than LeBron? And LeBron better than KD? KD better than him?
I still think
you want the numbers,
I think KD is.
Wait, no, but here are the numbers. Giannis is a 97. He has the highest rating. KD, LeBron, Jokic, Curry, and Embiid are all tied at 96.
See, I can't do that.
Me neither.
I can't do that.
So you want KD with the highest rating at a 99?
Because KD, because just me looking different. At KD in real life, KD better than all of them. So why is he not better than them on the game?
That's what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying about the video game. This is what the video game is really trying to capture. The player's actual value. If you're talking about his hypothetical value, then right, KD's a 99 because there's nothing he can't do. But and so I guess in a video game universe where you're the player, you want to utilize everything
yes.
he has, KD has the most of everything. But in real life, the value that you're getting out of that player, according to Jay Will, Giannis is number one, and they got him number one.
Well, I'm okay with that in real life, but this is what I'm saying. It translates a game is different.
But is he? But
like,
is
if you're
he,
asking me
but
who
is
the
he
most
better that, well, than KD in real life?
Well, I think
life.
You're having different conversations, right? Like, it's When somebody asks me, hey, Jay, who's the most skillful player in the NBA? I'm like, that's between Kyrie and KD. But KD, for his size and his frame, we've never seen that before. So for me, that automatically equates to being the highest rated player there could be. Because
basketball
it ultimate skill
so
set.
Confusing.
So it's Key comes off like he doesn't care. We were talking about this last night. He's like, man, why does KD even care?
Why does he care?
About his rating.
Why would you care?
What Key, you say you don't care.
I don't. Why would I? Why would I care about somebody sitting there putting a game together and depicting my skill set when they're not the ones who's paying me? Why would I care?
So we do a – I don't know if everyone gets this, but do you, it's on the podcast, though. We do an additional content segment. And coming up on our additional content, I'm going to see if we can bait Key into caring about his rating from back in the day. Got ratings on Madden from back in the day. We're going to waste our time. Patrick sure. Beverly said he's super excited to play along Russell Westbrook. Are you buying it?
Keyshawn, J. Will. And Max.
A special shout out to one of the great athletes to ever come out of Los Angeles, LA's own native son, Mr. Keyshawn Johnson.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So we were going to, in our additional content segment, which is this right now, see if we could bait Key into caring about, that would be caring in English, about his Madden ratings from back in the day. Because when it comes to KD saying, I'm a 96, I should be a 99.
I agree.
He's like, man, why do you care, KD? I'll bet you, Jay. Now, Key just took a bathroom break or something because he's not there.
It. He just couldn't handle it.
Oh, here it is.
Here, he's coming
here
back.
It
wait,
is.
James,
are you ready to face the music, Key? Oh, he
wait,
doesn't
wait
have his IFB.
He plugs
in,
James. All right. I'm curious, what were Key's ratings?
Yes, what were his ratings, James?
All right. So, Key, can you hear me, Key?
Yeah.
What was what?
He's
when
been
do
here
you
the
think,
whole time, James.
When do you? Yeah, he's been here all the time. When do you think you were at your peak as a player in your career? What years?
My peak?
Yeah. When were your best? What? When did you feel like you were the best player?
Probably 98 to 2003, I guess.
So
yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really know, but yeah, I would probably say.
Hey, James, give him his most insulting rating. Let's see if
oh,
he
the
cares.
Most insulting rating?
Yeah,
as a rookie, he didn't even have a name as a rookie. He was rookie wide receiver. Rookie
damn.
WR in Madden 97. His speed was...
No, between 98 and 03, that's his prime.
Well, hold on. You told me to give him the most insulting rating. This
yeah,
is the
it,
most
in his
insulting
prime.
Rating that I could give him is his rookie year. His speed out of 99 was a 69.
I don't even know.
That's
what
the worst.
69.
I don't even
know. I don't even know what that is.
60. His rating, catching rating was 64. So you weren't fast and you couldn't
Jesus.
Catch the ball.
No, but in his prime, let's give me. Wait, James. In his prime, James.
Wait,
98 and 03. Give me what was his catching?
So these ratings came out after my draft. After I got drafted, my rookie year.
Yeah. I guess there were probably no updates. There wasn't
which makes zero sense.
James, what was his catching in his prime between 98 and 03? What was his lowest catching number?
His lowest catching? 99. It was 75.
75. In your prime, Key, they gave you a 75 out of 99 catching. Yeah.
Was that because of the catch radius?
Why do you think that was a 75? Wait,
what do they know? It sounds like you care a little bit about that.
They study film endlessly to get the most accurate assessment of every player, Keith. 75.
Was it the tight end speed?
How much did they pay me to go to the Bucks?
I love that answer.
Yeah, because it was a whole lot of money, if I can remember.
In Madden 01, you were the highest rated wide receiver. You were a 95 overall. And that's where your speed peaked, apparently, too, because you were 92
I got faster as I got older. That's really great.
Yeah. Your catching was 94 then, too. So
What was his lowest speed?
His lowest speed was 69 in his rookie year. 60, yeah. That was – couldn't run, couldn't catch. Terrible.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So during the additional content, Jay, James Steele looked up. We first asked Key what his prime years were. He said 98 to 03. And James Steele found that in 1999, right in the middle of Key's prime, according to Key, his catching ability on Madden, scale of 1 to 99, was a 75, Key. A 75.
It's not very good for a wide receiver. I don't know.
That's not very good, Key. 75. It's a C.
Why do you think it was 75?
Wait, hold on, coach. What year you said that was? 99?
Yeah, Madden 99, yeah. You were 83 overall.
His prime is like 2001.
So in Madden 99, so that was – do they do these ratings before the season or after the season?
Yeah, it would be before because it comes out before the season, yeah.
So in 1998, what was I in 1998?
I don't have the I couldn't find the 98.
No, just really quick, look at the
statistics. Your actual numbers, you mean?
Yeah,
right?
My real numbers in 98. Right, what was the statistics in 98? Because I recall them being pretty damn good. Me, myself. I don't know something.
Keyshawn Johnson, stats. All right. Here we go.
98. 83 receptions. Okay. 1,131 yards.
10 TDs.
10 touchdowns.
That seems pretty good to me. Almost 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
What was that, about a 13-point-some average?
Yeah, 13.6 yards per reception.
It's almost like you knew that.
It's almost like you knew it, yeah.
Well, I kind of have a – I don't know it, but I kind of have it in my mind based on my career because I had to live it, right?
Just really good at math.
Key, there's a generation of kids who played Madden in 99. They're all grown up now, and when they think back at Key's catching ability, they think 75. What do you got to say to those Madden people?
A 70?
He really doesn't care.
He does not care.
You know I really don't give a damn because guess what?
Yeah.
Do they in 2000, oh, did Madden
here it comes. Sorry. Here it comes. Go ahead. Let it
in 2000 after my what was it, 99, they said I was a 74?
75.
Yeah, 75. And, 75,
and,
yeah.
So in 2000, I wonder if Rich McKay and Tony Dungy and them thought of that when they shelled out all that money in them two first round.
You know what your catch percentage
was?
You know what your catch percentage was in 99? Almost 72%. That was your career high.
wait, James, I'm curious. So what was Key's overall rating his rookie year?
I couldn't find it overall, but his speed was 69.
What was my speed my rookie year? Did it come out with speed for NBA 2K back then?
I couldn't
you didn't
find
look up
that.
Any of my stats.
No,
you
I
didn't look
no,
up any of my stats.
Of your,
that's why. You didn't look
on.
Up any of my
but
stats he,
but
at
see,
all.
But see, you ridiculous. See when you can put things to rest, though. Jay, I'm going to teach you a little something here.
Okay.
When people start talking about your career, what you are in 2K and 3K and all the other crap, right?
3K.
You just let them know. There's not a whole lot of six-foot guards that are taken with the second pick overall. The Chicago Bulls took me with the second pick overall for a reason.
Key, you're the only – this is why I love you. This is why I know you're like a big brother
for,
to me. You're the
for,
only
for
dude,
a reason.
You're the only dude that will give me advice on how to defend myself with a slight –
It wasn't there. A slight. I didn't hear a slight there.
What did but I say? What did I say?
Because he just said 6 foot guard.
But
that could be 6'2". That could be 6'4". That could be
6'2".
But look, Jay, when I say 6 foot guard, that could be anywhere in the sixes yeah. for
no,
me.
But
no.
also, but Jay,
you
Jay,
know,
it's
for
actually,
me,
you
call Michael Jordan a 6 foot guard.
I do. I call him. Well, I probably would call him a 6'6" guard.
Yeah,
I probably
in the
would say 6'6".
He's
yeah, I probably would say
you're
Magic 6'9" guard.
Than 6'6".
Yeah, you're closer to 6'. Yeah, you're closer to 6'0" than 6'2".
Look, put it this
so
way,
if
Jay.
I were 6'3", he
this is
said
why
it.
This is why it's a big compliment.
Oh, I understand.
7.5 billion people on Earth. Everyone's trying to play in the NBA. You got selected second overall, and it selects
yes.
out for height.
Think
at a very,
it.
Very short height, extremely
and,
short.
And what I tell people like James when they go, to, oh, his mean. Speed was a 69 or whatever, I said, here's what I'm going to tell you if you know anything about the National Football League and speed. They do not take skill position players in the top five in the National Football League if they can't run. They don't, it just doesn't happen. So that grade or rate or whatever is like so far-fetched from the truth, I couldn't even – it doesn't even register to me because
think,
it's not true.
Okay, rookie WR.
Rookie WR. Rookie WR, Jay, Will, and Max. Hey, Key,
WR,
do you think that KD – or I should ask this to you, Jay. Do you think KD could use some of that Key not caring stuff? Like, you know, with the rabbit ears and the 99, okay, on the one hand, it's kind of cool that he likes
oh,
the video
you,
game. He likes his number. On the other hand, man, you're...
More importantly, Shannon just told me my overall rating my rookie year was a 77. That's okay.
That's not bad.
It's okay.
You
for
was
a six-foot guard?
Second pick of the draft, okay.
For a six-foot guard, it's good.
6'2".
No one cares, Jay.
I care.
No,
about
you
rating.
Shouldn't. And Kevin Durant shouldn't care.
I'm a baby Kevin Durant. I care
and,
about my
As
own
I
ratings.
Would tell KD at any moment when I run into him, I'm just going to walk up to him and tell him, say, KD, man,
Key.
You do understand you one of the best in the world
you,
and you're super rich.
Do you think by
Who
Kevin Durant caring on Twitter, that makes him less of a player?
No.
So then why does it even matter if he cares or not?
Well.
Because I get tired of hearing people talk negative about his rabbit ears, and I get tired of him worrying about, at least
playing
I think
it.
He's
yeah.
worrying about and playing into
but see, you
it.
Think
Don't
that
give
way,
the Max Kellermans of the world fodder is what he is saying.
You guys think that way. There is a whole generation that thinks he is like the king of Twitter because he goes viral for roasting people all the time. They love it.
Yes,
it's
but you're not worth.
You're
not even worth me to roast, though. That's
I hear
how,
you,
I guess
but
that's
it's the
yeah,
same
but
way.
Key, I guess
Twitter
that's
is
how
the same
am,
thing
though.
As ESPN to a degree. Bart Scott comes on TV. He says, Kansas City ain't going to make it. Everybody's like, oh, no, no. It creates all this conversation. It's the same thing on Twitter
I don't
for
listen
Kevin
to
Durant.
Bart. You think I listen to Bart? Come on.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what?
We talked about it today.
To Jay's point, the world is more interesting with KD doing this. He's an interesting guy because of this. He's got everything. He's got all the money, titles, everything you could want. And he still cares about what the average person thinks. That means he treats everyone the same. He treats the anonymous person on Twitter the same as he treats the blue check marks. And people like that. I get it. I kind of dig that too.
Maybe people do. It's too much. Sometimes there's a lot of energy wasted on things. And I would rather waste my energy on something a little more important than somebody who sits behind a desk cursing me out on a computer. Mm-hmm. But Key, that's just me.
Key, you're also like, you got kids, you got family. Like, this dude is single by himself, kicking it, grew up in this whole era of like always Twitter fingers coming back and people like, it's kind of like.
I grew up in the era too, man. I'm not that damn old. I've been around Twitter. I just choose not to deal with it.
Jay made a very interesting point about the ratings off air, and we were trying to get to it on air. But, like, Jay, you'd correct me if I'm wrong because we got about 45 seconds. But you were saying that when you play a video game, what you're really saying is give me the reality and let me manipulate the reality. Yes. And as a video game player, even if you think Giannis is in the effect he has on a team a little bit higher than KD at the moment because he stays healthier, he's younger. But as a video game player, if you're manipulating reality, you have the most to manipulate with KD, and therefore his rating should be a 99. Yes. I get that.
We're on the same page.
And that's what KD's really saying. Come on, man. I could do everything.
I'm not listening.
Are the Chargers
Max Kellerman, man.
Really the best team in the NFL? Is Justin Herbert, can he actually get it done? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, answers forthcoming. On ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.